Talk to me, man.
Hi, this is Madison returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I recently purchased a watch from you for $6.95, and now I'm getting a bill for $59.95. I did not authorize this.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
10804.
And your first and last name?
Manuel Neiro, N-E-I-R-O.
Thank you. Allow me one brief moment to locate your account.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I do have your account pulled up. Can you verify your shipping address?
68 Kewaunee Road, New Rochelle, New York.
Thank you. Allow me one brief moment to review your account.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see here that you have our smart health watch for $6.95, and you paid for that on the 5th of January. So with that company, they did explain in their terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial, and after 14 days, they would bill you the full retail price of that product, which is the $59.95 charge. It is not an ongoing or reoccurring charge or anything like a monthly subscription. It is a one-time fee. Did you actually have a chance to try the product?
Too complicated, and I would like to send it back.
Okay, well, there is a QR code that comes in with the box that allows you to download an app to help you set it up. If you would like, I can try to walk you through that, and we would really hate to lose you as a customer.
Okay, I just don't want to pay that $59. Let me go up to my computer. To tell you the truth, I never saw that $59 attachment there. I do this by email?
So with the app, you can go onto the App Store. If you have the App Store on your phone or maybe on your laptop.
No, I don't have an app.
So what type of desktop do you have? Is it like a Windows or is it an Apple laptop? Okay, you can go to, in the Windows, I think it's the web store.
Web store. Is that one word or two words?
Let me see for you.
I got it. Okay. Web store.
Or the Microsoft store.
I have Chrome web store. Is that what you want me to do?
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. I do apologize. And you can look up the app. I think it's WearFit 2.0.
Okay, would you spell that for me, please?
W as in whale, E as in echo, A as in alpha, R as in race, F as in Frank, I as in igloo, T as in time.
MIT. Is that it?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, it says extensions. Do I click on extensions?
Yes, sir, you can click on to download the app.
I don't see where it says that. It says categories, and it says run offline by Google, free.
Let me see if it's on Microsoft.
Why can't you just give me the credit? Stop all this.
Okay, I can go ahead and provide you with the RMA number to return the watch.
I can renew that. Okay, let's do that.
Let me see here. So, do you have a pen and a piece of paper?
Yes.
Okay, so the return address is going to be 11551 E as in Echo 45th, so 45TH Avenue. Unit C, UNIT, C as in Charlie, Denver, DENVER,
yes, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Zip code 80239.
80239.
Okay, that is the return address.
Okay, let me repeat the above numbers. 11551 East 45th Avenue.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Denver, Colorado. What do you have a city?
Denver, Colorado.
Of course, then. Okay. All
right. And the RMA number. So with this RMA number, you're going to put this inside the box with the watch when you return it. Is going to be 8, D as in Delta, 4, 9, D as in Delta, A as in Alpha, 9, 7, E as in Echo, 9, F as in Frank, 8.
Wait a minute. After the 9, 7, it is what?
E as in Echo. The number 9, F as in Frank, the number 8.
Okay, allow me to repeat that. 80490A97E9F8.
So you said 804. That 0 is supposed to be a D as in Delta. It's okay.
And after the 49, that's also a D, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, 8049.
Yes, sir, that is correct. Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, and I thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day. I don't want to be on fragrant calls.